From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. The way hospitals in Florida update their available intensive care unit beds to the state may change. As WLRN's Veronica Zaragovia reports, the department wants hospitals to report only the number of COVID-positive patients receiving ICU level of care, and not every single COVID patient in ICU.
Before, hospitals would report the, quote, current number of COVID-positive patients admitted into ICU beds. According to an email from Florida's Department of Health to WLRN, hospitals are using a portion of their ICU beds for patients with positive cases of COVID-19, including, quote, those that do not require intensive care. This week, Governor Ron DeSantis defended the decision.
Some of the hospitals had told us that, you know, they were just using their ICU wing as their COVID wing.
Dr. Carol Biggs is chief nursing officer at Jackson Memorial Hospital. She says her team puts only patients who need critical care in the ICU.
So we have criteria, what meets the level for critical care. So that's no different with the COVID patient. When you come in, you're evaluated for what level of care is appropriate to treat the symptoms that you have.
Nurses are trained for intensive care, and hospitals have a smaller ratio of nurses per patient in the ICU. I'm Veronica Zaragovia in Miami.